The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Ugaashik is still going strong, and the total run is closing in on the forecast. Another processor says 75 cents a pound base price. It's July 19th. I'm Molly Dishner. This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. Tonight, area management biologist Paul Solomon updates on the east side, including a record season total in Ugaashik.
Similar to last year, but not as strong as last year in Igigig. Ugaashik, it seems like it's stronger. It's like it has been all year, very similar to last year. Maybe not as strong for this portion of it everywhere, but there's still some strength left in it.
And we hear from a few of you.
When I started in 1963, we got $1.09 a fish with 20-some cents a pound, which is a heck of a lot more than what we're getting now when you figure in inflation. Yeah.
Those stories, and there's a party planned in Dillingham this weekend. But before we get to the fun, let's run through the numbers. The total run to Bristol Bay is 42.8 million. Monday's catch bay-wide was 1.4 million, season total 32 million. Another 358,000 counted as escapement, bringing the season total to 10.5 million. Breaking down Monday's catch and escapement by district, Ugaashik, 295,000 on Monday, season total 5.7 million. Escapement, 52,000, season total 1.2 million. Igigik's Monday catch was 255,000, season total 7.4 million. The count was 43,000, season total 1.6 million. Naknak Quijack, 755,000 fish caught Monday, season total 11 million. The Naknak River count, 57,000, season total 1.5 million. The Quijack River count was 235,000, bringing the season total to 3.8 million. For the Nooshigak, 107,000 fish Monday, season total 7.5 million. Nooshigak sonar is done counting. Wood River Tower is still in, counted 40,000 reds, season total 1.2 million. Igushik Tower, 27,000 sockeye, season total 319,000. Togiak's catch on Monday was 16,000, the season total there 363,000. Escapement, 3,200, total 49,000. That's the daily run summary for Bristol Bay. Quite a few boats hanging out in the Dillingham Harbor today. Some of you told us you've picked a net for the last time. Others were just taking a break. Aboard the Kay Sarah, Mary weighs in on the 75-cent price posted by Icicle and Peter Pan.
I keep thinking that they'll make adjustments, and they have to look at what it's... I mean, I talked to my sister, and she's looking at it at the store right now, and almost $9 a pound, so somebody in between is making a lot of money. So, I don't know. That's why some people ship their own out, too. Yeah. That's what you gotta do. I mean, there's people around here, this is their livelihood. And a lot of us, like, I take a leave of absence from work, so I have to pay my expenses while I'm here, so. It's kind of difficult, but I'm sure they're figuring it out one way or another. Somebody's gonna be fair eventually.
Mary and Jeff say they're done for the season, and hopefully for good.
It's the end of the season.
Yeah, we're glad it is. Last few days have been, last 2 days, really windy. Real rough out there. No, we're done.
Hopefully I'm done in the whole way of this.
What made us decide to stop?
3 years is long enough.
There was a big shot, a fish, and then it dropped off, and we're tired. We've been out there since the end of June. And so we're ready to call it quits. It's time to retire, guys. He's fished up here for 53 years. 53 summers up here. Never had a 4th of July at home. So it's time to do some of that with our grandkids. Looking forward to it.
Luke Yakelcock not stopping anytime soon. He was just in the harbor taking a break from the wind.
Came in to dodge the wind. I came in before it started getting too windy. Seemed like all the fish were in the shallows, all in the flounder flats, shallow water. Didn't seem like there was much in the channels at all. So I got pretty familiar with the flounder flats this year.
Acklecock was planning to head back out soon and says he'll likely fish for pinks and silvers. Are you wrapping up your season or waiting for silvers to show? Either way, we want to hear from you. Give a call or drop a line. Fish@kdlg.org, Dave@kdlg.org, Molly@kdlg.org, or 842-2200. Back in a moment.
Integrated Marine Systems, a supporter of KDLG, will be in Naknek July 19th until the 22nd to support existing systems, conduct onboard surveys, and answer questions about RSW systems. More information at imspacific.com or 800-999-0765.
Ugashik's Monday catch was 295,000. Area Management Biologist Paul Solomon says the total run of about 6.9 million is larger than last year.
And the catch is, I think, the biggest in the data set at this point. Yeah, 5.7. Just to kind of give you a little bit of perspective, my long-term averages right now, the average daily catch at this time of year is about 56,000. And yesterday's catch was 294. Very strong for this time of year. Looking back through it, we see numbers, 25 or 30,000. The escapement usually drops off pretty hard, beginning about the 15th or so. And we still have some fairly strong numbers of fish moving upriver.
Solomon says there's no clear reason for that.
I mean, it's doing well for whatever reasons. There's a fair amount of 1-3s, I think, that we're catching there that belong there. But it's hard to say. The 1-3 age component's the biggest one in the run this year so far that we've been able to see. And we're catching a fair amount of it there, or some of it anyway. And we're continuing to get escapement even with the effort we have.
How much longer will the east side be counting? The Ugashik test fishery is already done, but the towers are all still in.
The tail is strong everywhere this year. Igig's still counting. The tail's still strong there. Naknek and Quijack towers are also still counting, and the tail is very strong in both of those systems yet. So there's still a fair amount of fish moving in.
The Ugashik tower is scheduled to come out July 27th. Igigik typically comes out July 17th, but will go until the daily count is closer to 16,000. This summer, fishermen hauled in the 2 billionth commercially caught fish in Bristol Bay. This weekend, United Tribes of Bristol Bay Executive Director Alana Hurley says that'll be up for celebration.
We're just super excited to celebrate, the billions of salmon that Bristol Bay has shared with the world, and to really, take a break from the busyness of summer to appreciate and celebrate everything that makes Bristol Bay what it is, the salmon capital of the entire planet. And so we're super excited to celebrate with the entire community at Dillingham on Saturday.
What's on the lineup for Saturday?
We're going to have live music, the new stew band. We're going to have some traditional Yupik dancing, door prizes, speakers, T-shirt printing, fish printing. It's going to be a really good time for the family, all ages. Something that nobody wants to miss.
It's all from 11 to 2 at the Dillingham Boat Harbor.
Support comes from Crowley, fueling Alaska for more than 60 years. Crowley supports local fisheries onshore and off with a full range of commercial marine fuel products and Bristol Bay floater fueling services. More information at crowleyfuels.com.
We heard a shout out from one Ugashik fisherman to friends around the bay on open line today, but no letters from home or other messages to share this afternoon. If you want to send some words to the fleet or have other tips, story ideas, song requests, drop us a line. Fish@kdlg.org, Dave@kdlg.org, Molly@kdlg.org, or just call us at the station, 842-5281. In other fish news, Kotzebue Commercial Chum Fishery is closed today because the buyer wasn't buying. It's Copper River, but they're supposed to reopen from 8 to 6 Wednesday through Friday. Sunday and Monday, 32 permit holders fished. They caught 7,000 chums Sunday, nearly 6,000 Monday, but Monday's fishing ended early because of weather. The Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute and the website Food 52 are having a wild salmon recipe contest. Voting is underway online at food52.com and closes Wednesday. The winner will be announced on August 10th, Wild Salmon Day. Pamela Anderson is getting into the fish biz. Okay, before you get too excited about seeing her on the dock, she's actually just joined the anti-farmed fish advocacy movement. She's one of the faces of Sea Shepherd Conservation Society's recent push against British Columbia fish farms. In sports news, that report on Russian doping is out, and it says there was a state-sponsored doping program there from 2011 to 2015. Discussion is underway now whether the country should be banned from the 2016 Summer Olympics in Rio. No baseball games were finished as of early this afternoon, so our score box is empty. The Mariners are playing the Sox tonight, though, and I don't even know who to root for. Mariners have 47 wins, 46 losses, and sit third in the American League West. Sox are 45 wins, 47 losses, fourth in the American League Central. This weekend, Ken Griffey Jr. and Mike Piazza will be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Their numbers 311 and 312 into that prestigious hall, and Ken Griffey Jr. got one of the best votes to get in ever. Last thing before we leave you tonight, the marine weather forecast for Bristol Bay. Tonight, west wind 20 knots, seas at 4 feet. Tomorrow, southwest wind 15 knots, seas at 3 feet, and some rain. And from Port Hyden to Cape Sarachef, there's a small craft advisory in the works. Tonight, southwest wind 20 knots, seas at 3 feet, patchy fog, and rain. Tomorrow, southwest wind 25 knots, seas at 6 feet, patchy fog, and rain. Catch our replays at 10 and 2. Find our older shows archived online. I'm Molly Dishner with help from the rest of our team. Keep in touch. We'll see you back for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report was made possible in part by the Bristol Bay Fisheries Association, advocating for fishermen. More information at bristolbayfishermen.org.